At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Congratulations, Simona. Just how good are you feeling after having some question marks, you know, before the tournament with your ankle and everything? Now, to be playing this well in the second week, how satisfied are you with that?
Well, I feel very, very good now. I think I played the best match here in Roland Garros against Carla, which always was a tough match. And on clay, I never won against her, so it was a really good match. I think I played exactly what I had to. About my ankle, I still feel at some balls pain, but doesn't bother me. So I can run. I'm not thinking about it during the points. So I feel that I'm fit. I'm ready to go into this second week. I'm happy to be in the quarterfinals again. So let's see. Next opponent, it's a big challenge for me, so I will give my best.
You were consistently hitting the ball with lots of depth right into the baseline. Is that an aspect of your play that you're particularly pleased with?
Yeah, I'm really pleased with the way I played today. I think it was a complete game. Also, I played a little bit higher, so I knew that it's good against her. Also, I attacked the balls. I didn't stay too far from the court. So I opened the court. I served pretty well. So I think everything went pretty well for me today. And I'm really pleased with my game.
Simona, you tend to be very harsh on yourself, on your own performances in terms of you play. But how often does it happen that you step out on court and that you just feel the ball and just hit through it the way that you've done today and also at several points in the past few weeks?
Well, as you know and everyone knows, I think my attitude helps me to see the game better and to be able to play relaxed and to play more positive. I think I am more present on court and I know exactly what I have to do against each player. I just feel the ball now. I don't want to talk too much about this feeling because I want to keep it. It's a good tournament for me and it's like amazing how I won today, how I played against Carla. It's never easy against her.
Simona, the way you've changed your attitude to be more positive, have you done that in other parts of your life as well? Is it sort of transferred?
Yeah, I think everything has changed, also in my general life. I'm more positive and helps me. I don't have bad moods anymore, so it's good.
Obviously, this has happened quite quickly. Has it been easy for you to, or difficult to change this, you know, so quickly?
It was difficult, and I still want to say that I have more to improve in this way, but now I'm okay with the way I am on court and out of court. I just work hard and I really wanted to change that. I knew that it's gonna change my game if I am more calm on court.
You had a brief vacation from Darren after Miami and everything. How did
you call
that help?
Vacation, but well, not a vacation.
Trying to be polite. How did that help you, and also how much was that responsible for this new positive attitude?
I think it meant a lot that he took that decision. Helped me. I just felt that it was like a shock because I lost the coach, so I have just to improve in this way because he never had something to complain about my game and about the work that I do because I'm working, but just with my attitude. And I knew that is the only one thing that I have to change to have him back. So I worked hard and I changed. Yeah, I changed pretty fast, but still, I repeat, I have a lot to work on.
Simona, do you think, or have you even asked Darren this, did he do it deliberately? Stop to try to get you to change your attitude?
I didn't ask this. I will ask him.
Do
I don't think.
You think he just...
He was upset after Miami's match.
You're playing with a lot of confidence and freedom right now. How important is it for you to take the same approach and the same attitude into the next game?
Well, yeah, I feel confident. I feel my game. But every match is tough. Nerves before the match as well. I will face a very good player, which is playing really well this year. But I need to play again because I lost that final in Rome with the injury and I was not happy about that. Now I have another chance, another challenge. So it's going to be a tough one, but I'm ready to play it. And I just wish to beat me if it's better not to lose the match. So I will do everything I can.
Simona, congratulations on your form.
Thank you.
You got to explain this Darren thing to, again. So you don't see it coming, and he says to you, I don't like your attitude anymore. And then what? So are you trying to keep in touch with him? Are you trying to tell him, look, man, I can change? Like those weeks where he wasn't with you, were you still trying to tell him, I can do this?
He wasn't with me. He was home. I was home. He just told me that we will talk after Paris. And then he liked how I was in Fed Cup, both matches, and then in Stuttgart. So when when I finished Stuttgart, he said that he saw enough and he's ready to come back. I asked him if he wants to come back before Madrid. He said yes, because I improved a lot. And he saw that I really wanted to change that. So the desire that I had in that moment made him come back and just be ready for me. So I'm okay. Now I'm happy that I can be positive on court. And I will never be negative like I was in Miami, because I didn't like when I saw the video. I felt ashamed about what I did, so hopefully it's not going to happen again.
Simona, also on Darren, what...
Too many questions about my coach.
Apologies.
No problem.
I just walked in, but what do you like the most about him, and what maybe don't you like the most about him?
I like because he's a great person, first of all. He's a very kind person. And second, I feel that I am a different player since I started with him. Even if I didn't have the biggest results in my career, I play different. I am different play on court with the game. I open the court better. So I feel that I learn something new from him. Like tactic and like a game as well. My forehand is improved, the serve as well. So his advice is fits me, and I can understand everything he says about the game. And I think that's why he has also confidence that I can do some things that he's telling me. And I have confidence in everything he says, so I can go and just do whatever he's telling me.
Simona, it seems like every player we've seen from Romania kind of has passion, whether it's negative, positive, that kind. Something going on in the water over there? Or
I don't know. I think the blood.
What makes you all that way?
The blood is inside. And yeah, but all of us. Yeah, all of us, we have something. And I can say I have something more because I am I'm living every moment very high intensity. On court, off court. So I have just to calm down that. And I think also the mentality. We were growing up with this mentality, and that's why maybe we are fired up all the time on court.